Gary Grant joins us. He's the president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
You know what? I have to say, and I mean this in the best sense, I am very sorry to be talking to you again today.
Because that makes... Well, not sorry to be talking to us. How about sorry that it has to be this conversation again?
That's right. I feel like we've been an emotional roller coaster with you. We've spoken to you when it seemed all but certain that black farmers were going to get the settlement money that they were owed from the country's largest civil rights lawsuit. They were promised millions by the government. We've spoken to you when it seemed like it was totally out of reach. Went back the other way, and now here we are again. Last night, the Senate passed an emergency supplemental spending bill to fund the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. They cut out this money that would have paid the farmers the settlement.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
Well, certainly not up. We are definitely on a downer for the time being. We have to get the Congress to understand that they are acting very inappropriately and continuing to cause a festering sore in this country to not be able to heal.
Well, we were just reminded of the USDA, of course, by the high-profile case of Shirley Sherrod, and that turned out, you might argue, quite good for both Shirley Sherrod and perhaps for the USDA?
Well, we would say yes, it did, and that's a tendency of whites in this country, you know, is we'll make it up to one person, and we think that that's supposed to cover it all, and that's no reflection on Shirley. Shirley is a wonderful person and deserves everything positive that has come about, the apology and the call from the president and all of that. But in no way do we want people or even Congress and the Senate to think that that is going to compensate for the many years of discrimination and what they are doing now in keeping us in poverty, preventing us from planting crops, preventing us from making a living, and then we'll be talking about we are the ones that are needing social programs.
What is stopping this settlement money from being paid?
You know, I live in a community that's a New Deal resettlement community out of the 1930s, and it sounds just like the same thing that happened back then when the government made it possible for sharecroppers to become landowners, which included black people, and blacks were buying homesteads, and these Southern Republicans went to work and killed off the resettlement administration. It just seems that no matter what, the country does not, and especially the South, does not want to compensate for the discrimination and racist actions that have been lodged against people ever since we have been here. And for some reason, why do they think we don't pay taxes? These are our tax dollars as well. It is our tax dollars that have paid their salary as well as the salaries of those over at USDA. Agriculture is a peculiar animal. It is how we've keep people alive because we feed people. We feed not only the United States, we feed the world. And if you can keep a certain segment out of it and keep them into poverty, then you keep them always at bay and begging and trying to prove over and over again that they are human beings.
Well, it's gone down four times at least. A time for Plan E from the Black Farmers and Agriculturists Association. Good luck. Gary Grant is the president of the Black Farmers Agriculturists Association.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.